Here's a strange story for you. That has the coronavirus COVID-19 implications. So this comes from El Salvador. You hear that? El Salvador recently celebrated a historic feat. For 2 days in a row recently, the country recorded not a single homicide.
No.
It is not it's not because of a gang truce or any kind of new police activities, but it's part of the national quarantine and street gangs that have long terrorized El Salvador are now turning their attention to enforcing those social restrictions. And they're doing so with threats and baseball bats.
Mm. Oh, lovely.
So they're not killing people, but they are
maiming them.
Yeah. The says here the gangs assumed their role as public health thugs after the president ordered a 30-day lockdown that started March 22nd. In many parts of the country, the gangs are more effective than government authorities, with tactics that include circulating recordings on message applications and threatening people who break the rules. One recording says, "We don't want to see anyone in the street. If you go out, it better be only to the store, and you better be wearing a mask." The gangs have also produced videos. I don't know why I'm laughing. It's just strange, isn't it? The gangs have also produced videos showing masked members hitting people for not adhering to the quarantine.
Well, at least no one's getting lead poisoning right now.
Yeah, exactly right. What's worse, coronavirus or lead poisoning? This is also, El Salvador is not the only country. In Colombia, in Guatemala, in Honduras, also the same things are being reported. For example, in Colombia, guerrilla leaders themselves ordered a one-month ceasefire time to a nationwide quarantine. Well, isn't it nice to know? I mean, are you kidding me? In Guatemala and Honduras, it said homicides have dropped dramatically, in large part because there's fewer people on the street to kill. This, you think of the things that we're dealing with? This is El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Colombia. The reports are coming in.
You know, we actually had a meeting yesterday, our Zoom meeting for the Crime Prevention Council. We pretty much heard the same thing from law enforcement. Although they've had some issues in Saginaw the last couple of days. But for the most part, it has quieted down. Part one crime, they don't have as much of it.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's on the street crime. Unfortunately, we're hearing things like cybercrime and other tactics being used through phone calls and ways that people are trying to scam people.
You know, in all the years of the Crime Prevention Council looking for ways to reduce crime, I don't ever remember talking about let's have a pandemic.
No.
I don't remember that.
No.
Wouldn't be recommended.